In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello, this is Justice Hill, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier. And Cody, it's a big day today. We're going to talk about some dynasty buys, and it's going to go right in with the opening here because I feel like George Pickens becomes one, unless he's going to be too expensive now that everybody's excited about him going down to Dallas and joining the Cowboys.
I'm excited as hell. I know we've got a different schedule rolling for shows right now. And, you know, it's a mixture of us three, you, me, and Trash Man. Yesterday was Trash Man. Today it's me, you. And I think, honestly, bizarre timing. But yesterday you guys did Cells, and I think the Pittsburgh receivers were on that. And we wake up this morning.
Yeah.
It's like, don't sell them anymore. George Pickens is now a Cowboy. And I'm like, yeah. Hey, let's go. Like, this is George Pickens is now a buy. And I think we talked about it earlier. What was the number that you said you saw from Mike Clay's projections for targets?
I forgot. I went and looked.
120 or something?
I went and looked at it. I thought it was a little bit low what Clay. So Clay had him at Clay. He tweeted out that he updated his projections for Pickens. So I had to go look. And it looks like he has Pickens at 112 targets for 982 and 7 touchdowns.
Dude, that's a career high.
It's not as much of a career high as you would think it possibly is in 2020.
No, but it's a career high. He's the number two in the offense. It's a career high.
No, I get it. And I honestly think it could be more because I don't have it up in front of me right now. But if you just took, I think what Tolbert last year, if you just look at the number of catches last year for like Tolbert, yeah. Here, I'll pull it up. So I think that this renders Tolbert completely useless, and yep. I think Kevontae
for Tolbert.
I think that Kevontae Turpin is probably still going to have. I guess would he still have some kind of gadgety role for those guys?
Tolbert plus Cooks was 133 targets.
Yeah, they did trade for Mingo. But to me, dude, this is a CeeDee Lamb.
But he played 8 games last year, though. He did.
What?
Mingo was there for half the season.
Sure. Well, sure. But I mean, are you worried about him?
No,
who are you worried about? Like, if we look at Cooks just last year alone, So Tolbert, 79 targets, Turpin, 52 targets, Brandon Cooks, when he was healthy, 54 total targets. It's like, not all those are going to go to George Pickens, but yeah. I think that 112 could be a little bit, I think we could be looking at 120 targets or something for George Pickens. He fits so perfectly, with CeeDee Lamb, you know, as, I saw Ray G put out the, like a little, heat chart of where these guys, where their receptions have come in their career, and it's just like a perfect complementary piece with one another. I was a little bit surprised that when I went to go look at PFF, it isn't, you know, the first thing I thought was like, oh, this is exciting because now we get to move CeeDee Lamb, you know, predominantly out of more out of the slot. He was like a 50% slot guy last year, but we get to see him more out of the slot. And in my mind, I thought to myself, it just felt like CD Cooks out of the slot, right? But some of the stuff from at least from last year, if you just look at his yards per route run and some of the other metrics, like as far as out of the slot, he actually wasn't quite as good, you know, in his yards per route run, his passer rating when targeted, stuff like that. I'm going to overlook that and just go with what my eyeballs have seen. I think the CeeDee Lamb his skill set is so good for getting to play out of the slot. I think it will mean more targets, even if maybe there is some signal to this stuff where he might be a little bit less efficient there. I think he just makes up for it on, you know, his pure skill set and overall volume. So I think it's good for CeeDee Lamb. And, you know, a pure football sense, I don't think I move off of where I am on him because of what George Pickens was going to do from a target volume perspective. Right. I think that so much of it's just going to come from those other guys, dude. Jalen Tolbert, Cooks in his current form, you know, these kinds of guys, if you look at just any of what happened last year with the targets, guys like Turpin, I mean, I can't do Jake Ferguson had 86 targets last year. Jalen Brooks had like 30 targets. These, like, none of the, like, Pickens nuclearizes those guys.
Yeah.
I think it's going to actually be one of the more concentrated kind of target trees in the league as far as within a wide receiver unit.
All right. So multiple things that we can build off of here. I put out a poll on X with these three receivers in Dynasty. I want to get your thoughts. I don't know if you saw this or not, but it's only got 375 votes so far. I just tweeted a couple hours ago. George Pickens, Matthew Golden, Xavier Worthy in Dynasty.
Pickens just turned 25. 25.
Pickens is in his 24, age 24 season.
Golden hasn't turned 22 yet, has he?
Golden, no. Golden is going to be his age 22 season, and then Worthy is his age 22 season as well.
Is it going to go completely against the grain to say, I think I want Pickens?
So that's kind of where I'm at too. I moved Pickens up 20 spots and I put him just directly like bing bang with Worthy. But Worthy.
Dude, did you really? Let me look at on the best ball cheat sheet. When I moved him up, just kind of eyeing it today without yeah, having talked to anybody, guess what I did?
Did you really?
Go and look at the sheet. I moved him bing bang with Xavier Worthy.
That's awesome.
So
but X right now, X is X, X Xavier Worthy, X Twitter has 50% Worthy, 27% Pickens, 22% Golden.
Huh.
So the market's significantly higher on Worthy than that is. But like I said, I did move Pickens up 20 spots. He's a top 50 player in Dynasty for me now in his age 24 season in Dallas. I love that. He's 11 spots behind T. Higgins, who you could tie a line to, say he's in a similar role, and he's 2 years younger. Think I can make a case for that. We're also in a very interesting spot where we don't generally get this situation where we get to react instantly to not only an NFL trade, but trades that are happening after an NFL trade in Dynasty. And on Dynasty Daddy, it's an aggregator of trades as well. As I think you use Fantasy Calc. Is that the one that you've used?
Yeah.
Dynasty Daddy is another version of this. Yeah. But I'd love to hear if there's any different trades on your site than this one. But there's a ton of trades that have happened today, including George Pickens. So I'll read off a couple of them here. These are in Superflex. This one's one tight end premium, but doesn't really matter. Obviously it's Pickens for JT straight up. Another one is
Pickens for Jonathan Taylor straight up.
Yeah.
Huh.
Another one is Pickens for the 208, which seems ridiculous.
Gosh, give me that.
Pickens, and a 3 and a 4, and you get a 2026 first. Pickens. Let's see here. Pickens and a first next year for Rashee Rice, Jaden Blue, and a 2026 second. Pickens. Oh, this is putrid. This happened today. Somebody did this. Isaac Tesla, Travis Etienne, and 2026 fourth for George Pickens.
Oh, who on earth was on the side that's saying, give me Tesla in that four. Give me Tesla in that four. Hold on, Tesla and who else?
Tesla, Travis, ETN, and a fourth.
Who's on the side that wants Dusty, Travis, ETN, and a fourth? Along with Isaac Tesla.
They must be Tesla stands. Listen to this one.
That must be a member of Tesla's family that was there at the combine.
Listen to this one. This is actually interesting. George Pickens, Kyren Williams, and Chuba.
George Pickens, what?
Kyren Williams and Chuba.
Yeah, I want that more than I want the 102.
Really?
Think so.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a big package.
That's the thing. That's the kind of package where it's like that's three starters for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, at least for this upcoming year.
And if you're a 102 team, picking from the 102, your team probably is desperate for some depth.
So I'll tell you the ones that the fantasy calc has showing up for Pickens. So George Pickens in a 2027 round four for a 2027 round one. So I don't know what I can make of that. Pickens,
I want that one.
I think I do too.
I want all ones I can get in 27. Just give me them all.
Yeah, but man, Pickens could be good for you for 2 years before you get that one.
Yeah, but that one, this is like the Family Guy thing where it's like, you can have the boat or you can have the mystery box. And you're like, you're picking the mystery box. And the mystery box could be a boat.
Well, right.
It could be a yacht. It could be Jeremiah Smith. Like
it could be, but it could also be like a banana peel.
Could.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of opportunity cost for 2 years out. George, so just ones from today only, right? George Pickens straight up for the 2025 110. So basically Pickens for Egbuka or Golden. Or, I mean, in some cases, I mean, maybe they want Colston Loveland or Tyler Warren, or maybe in some cases, Caleb Johnson or RJ Harvey will slip to the 110.
I'm not going to say it. Should I say it? I'm in a draft right now, and Tyler Warren just fell out of the first round.
Did he?
Yeah. Huh.
And
fell to the 202, and this is in a bonus point, a two point PPR for tight ends.
I'm not sure that should have happened.
So Loveland went 12th, and Warren went 202.
Who all went around them? Who went ahead of Warren?
It's super flex. And his tight end premium, 1 point PPR, 1 point bonus, sorry. So it was Jenty, Hunter, Hampton, Henderson, McMillan, Cam Ward, Judkins, Dart at the 8, Caleb Johnson, 9, Harvey, 10, Ibuka, 11.
Loveland, 12.
And
who was the 201?
Burden.
Luther Burden. Oh, gosh.
Warren, and then Golden, sorry. So Golden was a 203, and Warren was a 202.
I want to ask you about your dynasty trade for Jonathan Brooks. Let's talk about that in a second. But some other stuff that happened with Pickens that I'm seeing here. George Pickens straight up for Chuba Hubbard. I want Pickens.
Yo, yeah.
George Pickens for straight up for Chris Olave. I think now I've been dynasty. I want Pickens. Do I?
I think so.
Just because of the quarterback situation and the fact that is Chris Olave just one concussion away, you think?
Well, I'll just be honest. I put the way I moved the rankings, I put Pickens up 20 spots. I had him at 64. He's now at 44. And Chris Olave's at 53. So it literally just a ship that passed him in the night.
I want Pickens more than I want Olave.
Yep.
Yeah, I gave Pickens a good boost, man. I'm like, I started looking at the underdog ADPs and stuff. I'm like, are we really going to say like Roma Dunze is going like 10 spots ahead of him? I think that's going to change. But do I want Rome more than I want George Pickens as a Dallas Cowboy? And do you worry at all with Pickens, like the fact that the Steelers have been actually really good at getting problem wide receivers off their roster right at the point in time that they're about to turn into total disasters?
Well, I mean, Mike Wallace worked out pretty well. Plaxico had a good season in New York.
I'm not sure that Mike Wallace down in Miami, like
AB won a Super Bowl. Like you get some good before it gets too bad.
Unless it's Deontay Johnson.
Well, yeah, Deontay Johnson just, that was perfect timing.
Yeah. So I think that those other ones, whenever they kind of slugged those guys off on the league, that was Kevin Colbert stuff. Whereas the Deontay Johnson and now the Pickens have been Omar Khan's stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Look, it's Pickens for the, I think that a going rate from what I'm seeing here, Pickens plus Josh Jacobs in a 2026 round three.
Pickens plus Josh Jacobs in 2026. What'd you get?
Pickens for Josh Jacobs in a 2026 three.
I think I want Pickens.
I think that's a little bit pricey. Pickens in the 25-206 or the 2024, the 2025-109 and a 2026 three. Give me Pickens in the 206 all day long. That 109 can be troublesome as can be. Even in super flex, you might be maybe with that pick, you could get Dart, Harvey, Caleb Johnson, but it's not guaranteed. Dak Prescott and George Pickens and Superflex for Ladd McConkey in a 2026 one. George Pickens for a 2028 round one. I'd take Pickens over that for sure. I'm not collecting 2028s right now. So I think that the market for Pickens and Dynasty right now, I think that Pickens for the 110 is about, and Superflex is basically a perfect encapsulation about how I would value him right now. I want to go get Pickens. If we're talking dynasty buys, I'm in, try and go get him. So if you listen to the show from yesterday, when Trashman said that his two cells were the two Pittsburgh wide receivers. So don't listen to that anymore. And remember that the cell was based on the fact that they were Steelers. Right.
Is Metcalf's not a sell anymore, right?
I don't think so. Like, I'll go to my first dynasty buy, and it's besides Pickens, and it's his former teammate, Roman Wilson. It feels like the world's given up on Roman Wilson. I thought it was interesting that whenever Daniel Jeremiah tweeted about this earlier,
yeah,
he said, like, it's good for the Cowboys that they went out and took a chance like this, you know, made a big move. And for the record, I have not given up on Roman Wilson. And it was a good reminder of the fact that through the scouting he still has it in his mind. Like, we have it in our mind, disappointing, you know, horrible, kind of almost like a redshirt season for him, right? But you forget, Roman Wilson was the guy putting Quinion Mitchell in a blender at the Senior Bowl. I looked.
These traits are ridiculous.
Yeah, man. And it's like
403, 410, 403, Jalen Coker.
And
Komet.
Look at
27th, 3rd.
Yeah. So they bring in Robert Woods. And they, dude, right? They have like Robert Woods. They still have Calvin Austin kicking around on that roster. This is not a wide receiver room where, I mean, they have Ben Skoranek. They have guys like Scotty Miller. Like, they didn't draft a wide receiver. Two college free agents, Rock Taylor and Keyshawn Williams. Roman Wilson's going to be, if he's healthy, he's the number two wide receiver.
Yep.
And look, I know you're going to say, well, what does that matter whenever the quarterbacks is going to be probably either Mason Rudolph or, I mean, are we thinking it's going to be Mason Rudolph or Will Howard?
I mean,
do you still
think if it's Mason Rudolph on day one, but I think Howard beats him out if it's not. And then Rodgers, if Rodgers shows up during camp, it'll be Rodgers.
Dude, I honestly think that having the bad quarterback play that hurts a DK Metcalf, but it would help Roman Wilson if he's in there for a large enough percentage of routes.
I think Will Howard helps Roman, but I would say if it's Mason, it probably would help Metcalf more.
Okay, well, dude, I think bad quarterback helps Roman Wilson because he gets separation and he gets open. Do you know what I'm saying? Like. He's a really good player. So Roman Wilson, my first dynasty buy. What do you got?
Well, you brought up a trade that I made, this Jonathan Brooks thing, and I did it because I made a different move before that, and I thought this was a good deal. So I'm just going to use this as a buy because I thought it was a good move. Derrick Henry. They didn't add a running back in the draft this year. And I want to get your thoughts on this trade. I haven't looked on Dynasty Daddy or Fantasy Calc to see if what other deals are out there for Derrick Henry. But I bought Derrick Henry from somebody else that's in the fantasy analyst space. I got Derrick Henry, a 26 second, the 308 for the 107. No. So I had the 107.
Was Quinshon gone?
At the 107, he took Quinshon.
And you got a three this year?
Yeah, I got a three this year. I got a two next year, and I got Henry. And then I also had the 111. I had the 111, and then I ended up moving up to 109, and I got Caleb Johnson. And I was going to take Caleb at the 107 over Quinshon. But I knew I didn't have to do that, so I traded out. And then I came back in.
It's a pretty active spree. I don't know which side. I'd have to see the roster to see if I like. I think it's a fair trade.
Well, the thing is that the roster's not in great shape. So here's what I actually did. I did that Henry trade. I got Henry, got rid of the 107. That guy took Quinshon. And then I didn't have to move off my 11, so I kept 11. I gave up the 206 and the 207, and I got the 109. And then I got Caleb. So I walked away, got rid of the 107. I got Derrick Henry, a second next year, a third this year. Then I gave up 2 seconds. I got Caleb Johnson, and I got Igbuka at 11. So I walked away with those three picks with Derrick Henry, Igbuka, Caleb, and a second next year.
All for the cost of the 107, yes. The 206, and the 208 or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, if you put all the moves you talk, I mean, it's like a maestro thing, dude. I think you, yeah.
I love doing, I used to trade heavy when I was, you know, a little bit younger earlier in my game, but other trades that happened with Derrick Henry, he was traded straight up for the 112. So it's not too far off of the deal that I just kind of explained, straight up for the 2026 first. It's more of a like if you're in the championship situation, you're trying to get yourself over the hump. I do think Henry is in a spot where, I mean, when are the wheels going to fall off? Will the wheels fall off? That's kind of the situation we're sitting in, man. I also have Justice Hill on that team, so I have the dynasty, the handcuff for what that's worth. I know the other guy there is Rasheen Ali, Keith Mitchell.
That's not a one for. He's not handcuffed. He's a compliment. It's not, but
it is, right? They love him, and if he goes down in a game, if he has a high ankle sprain, he misses a game. I think you're going to get a 15 plus game out of Justice Hill, which I think is viable. But more than anything, I do think if you're in a championship situation, you're trying to get yourself over the hump into the championship, I think Henry is still a buy. I would give up a future first-round pick at 26. I wouldn't give up a 27. I'd give up a 26. I'd also give 12. Like I said, I give up to 107, and I got a kickback with the second as well next year, which I liked. So I think it's a move that helps me. Personally, in that roster, it helped me get my top back because I needed a lot of running back help. So now I can move forward with, you know, Henry and Caleb Johnson, like I said.
Tell the people why you just finally gave up the ghost on Jonathan Brooks.
By the way, that same roster, I drafted Trevon Henderson at 4. So that's my three-headed monster now. So Jonathan Brooks, same roster, coincidentally enough. I had Jonathan Brooks. That team was in bad shape. I had a phenomenal startup draft 3 years ago, and it's kind of died out. And I'm trying to refurbish this thing.
But I had Jonathan Brooks from last year's class. But do you think it's good enough to where you can make a run this year? And you're making the Derrick Henry moves?
I think so. I mean, so in the first round, so I got Henderson, Caleb Johnson, Ibuka, and Derrick Henry. The roster currently, as it sits, is Burrow, McCarthy, and Darnold. The running backs I just listed off. Plus, I have Sed Tillman, I have Jamar Chase, I have Wicks and Addison, and I have Kelsey. I think it's a good enough roster to make a run.
Yeah.
Plus, I still have three third round picks that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna take some things falling your way, but that's not a disqualifying roster.
And so one of the reasons I got three consecutive third round picks is because I traded away Jonathan Brooks for the 306. And I did that.
Seems a little bit on a discount to me, but I could be wrong. It could be that.
Are you buying him in that situation?
Well, I always have such a hard time with a dude that you spent like the 103 on or something like that. Just giving him a season.
So,
and then, you know, just taking giving some dude a 2+ round discount on him. I understand it's the set, you know,
but you asked it. Why did I jump the ship? I'm jumping off the ship because obviously they paid Chuba last year, which was like our first red flag.
Yeah.
And Rico, I think Rico's pretty much a zero as far as long-term worry here, but they drafted Trevor Etienne, who honestly, Alex, like it's a guy that succeeded in the SEC. And it's a guy that I do think if he catches on.
He didn't consistently succeed at Georgia.
But he succeeded. This is the thing. He showed the flashes. And he's got a lot of tread in the tires. And he's got the lineage. And I think if he told you himself, if you know, he's like, man, if I played, you know, he was mad at himself. Why? Because of how he played in every other game but the Texas game. Point being.
Texas games. Both games. Of them. Yeah.
Point being, I think Trevor Etienne, if he picks up the playbook, picks up this whole thing, could – kind of sideways, you know, get ahead of Brooks in the pecking order and long term, right? Because if you're going into the 2026 season, Chuba's still on the roster, still got 2 years on this new deal left, and Trevor Etienne's like the horse all of a sudden or something, or he's like, you know, has an insane run and goal line carries this year and succeeds, all of a sudden Brooks is kind of just like a dude in space floating out there. And it's like, well, we got a great three-headed monster, but ETN's on a, you know, got a better deal technically, and Chuba still got 2 years left. Anyway, so I moved off of Brooks. I just jumped off the ship because I just wanted to jump off the ship now. And so here's other deals that are out there right now. So Alex is buying Brooks, I would say, according to this.
At the 306. I mean,
these are deals that happened today and yesterday. So fourth round pick in 2026, straight up.
Oh, really?
301, straight up. Garendo, straight up, 2026 third, 2025 403, 302, 2026 fourth, Brooks in the 201 for the 110. So this guy traded up three spots and just threw in Brooks. Brooks was the difference between 201 and 110. No. So this is where his value is.
I don't see a giant difference between the 110 and the 201.
Well, in the league,
if certain players are off the board,
yeah, that's really what it depends to. And also, like, it's just technically, if you're looking at a draft, like it's 201 and 110 is like Burden to Buka or Golden to Harvey. Like, it's, I think a couple of those dudes, that's the set.
Like I said, it depends on who's on the board,
yeah,
right? It's like, I don't see a giant difference.
For the 501, the 504.
Yes, I take that.
I would take that. Yeah. But I like the 306. Like I think 306 is good. The reason I like that is because I can take that 306 and I can turn around and at that spot, I can probably get hopefully a Jaden Blue. More than likely it's gonna be
I prefer to have Jaden Blue to Jonathan Brooks right now.
But more than likely it's gonna be Jarquez Hunter. 306.
What?
More than likely, it's going to be Jarquez Hunter.
Which I think technically I'm contractually obligated to say that I'd rather have the Jarquez Hunter side of that.
Now, just hopefully my league mates aren't listening to the show between now and that pick.
Yeah. All right. So I guess Jay Brooks, a buy for me, if you can get him for these kinds of a couple of fives. Are you kidding me? Just a couple more, just real quick. I've talked about it before, but I still don't understand. I was looking at your cockamamie keep trade cut that I started to try and figure out here. And I noticed that, it was Jordan Mason. And I've talked to, like, I think Jordan Mason is a good pick right now in best ball and in dynasty and all the rest of it. And I just noticed that he's fallen. Why is he down 26 spots over the last 30 days on keep trade cut? He's like one of their big fallers.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's at 164.
He's been a buy for me for, I mean,
he's
the whole offseason.
He's ranked, as far as veterans, he's ranked like right in, he's 164, 166 is Rashad White, 169 is Isaac Guerrero, 158 is Tank Bigsby. What? People are taking Tank Bigsby over Jordan Mason?
What do you think of this deal? This deal just happened. My brother got him, it looks like. He traded with Harry Snowman. Jordan Mason, the 509.
Your brother are in a dynasty league with the Harry Snowman?
Yeah, it's called the League of Savages, and it's like Maddie Keewum's in there, and Snowman's in there, some other fans in there. Mason and the 509 for the 304.
Okay.
It's the same ballpark of the Brooks situation.
Yeah. So, dude, give me – do you really have to close your eyes and squint to just think it, like Jordan Mason playing indoors in a good offense, like that he could be 80% of what he was whenever he had the bell cow role in San Francisco?
Why not 120%? Why has he got to be 80%?
Well, just because Aaron Jones exists.
Him and his healthy body.
Well, that's exactly right. I think Jordan Mason's a terrific pick right now, especially for these kinds of prices. Anybody else you got?
Yes, one more.
Okay,
Tony Pollard.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because what'd they add? Right, I think the offensive line is considerably better than the consensus believes it is right now. I think when we get our offensive line rankings in shape here in the next, 90 days or 60 days or however many days it is, Tennessee's going to rank much better than they had the last 2 years. And they got Cam Ward. They got a quarterback that is much more competent than what they've had the last couple of years. They got some better weaponry. I know Restrepo we believe is going to be a good guy close to the line of scrimmage, but Tyjae Spears is still the counterpart there. And what do we talk about when Tyjae Spears was coming through the Senior Bowl 3 years ago? We love him.
That he doesn't have one of his ACLs.
Yeah, we love him for these next couple of years. And I'm not going to project injuries, not going to say anything. I hope Tyjae Spears is the healthiest running back in football for the next 10. But we're just calling a spade here. And this is Pollard's backfield. Deals right now that I'm seeing, him for Josh Downs straight up. Josh Downs' role is, Trashman said it yesterday. He just kind of said, Tyler Warren is going to be the check down guy in Indianapolis. And I go, well, the last time I checked my notes, Josh Downs was Anthony Richardson's favorite check down target. So if we believe that Warren is the new check down guy and he's the new safety blanket, then that would directly mean Josh Downs is no longer that guy. 2026 second round pick feels a touch rich, but I don't mind it. Pollard in a third for a 2026 second. I like it. Pollard for the 408 and the 312. I like it.
Yeah, I think
Pollard for a bunch of this is a stupid trade. 509, a fourth next year, and a 402. Garbage. Give me Pollard.
I'll take him in that situation too. I think that he's probably being a little bit undervalued. Is that your last one?
That's my last one.
All right. So I got a couple. One is just in general is just that Baker Mayfield and Trevor Lawrence, I think, are both interesting to buy right now. I don't think it's like in a, on a points per game basis last year, Baker Mayfield was like quarterback three. Is that right? I think it's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and like nobody, he's certainly, I mean, people value Michael Penix over Baker Mayfield. And I get it. Penix is younger and stuff, but all this happened with Baker Mayfield is that he keeps the guy that was the passing game coordinator. I know that Liam Cohen's gone, but Josh Grizzard is going to he's going to present some kind of continuity. And all the guy just did was that, you know, he's getting Godwin back and he's adding Emeka Egbuka. How are people not in on Baker Mayfield? It's more obvious for Trevor Lawrence. He gets Liam Cohen now and he gets Travis Hunter added into the equation. I just think that offense gets a super injection with him. But this is the one that I don't understand. Okay. Cody, I'm going to see if you can guess who this player is. Here are some trades that are going down for this guy right now. Okay. This player for a 2026 round two. Okay. This player for Mike Evans and a 2025 pick 201.
Running back or receiver?
Receiver. This player for Jalen Wright, DJ Moore, and a 2026 two. This player for Michael Mayer, Josh Downs, and a 2025 209. Sound like a really, really high value guy. This player for a 2025 pick 208. Sound like a high value guy to you?
I think I got a guess.
Do you want one more hint?
Yeah.
Last season, now he didn't play the whole season, but in fantasy points per game, wide receiver two.
On the season?
He didn't play the whole season, but during the games he played, he was, if you just take his average points per game and the games that he played, he would have been wide receiver two on the season in fantasy points per game. The list goes Jamar Chase, this player.
Well, before you said the last part, I was going to say Zay Flowers.
No. You got to go trade for him if these are the prices. He's not getting suspended. It's Rashee Rice.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.